This lesson is entitled Developing Vocal Skills in Your Choir and Ensembles with Ron Hamilton. Ron Hamilton is an internationally known sacred music composer and musician, best known for the Adventures of Patch the Pirate recordings. This lesson is a part of Spiritual Leadership Conference 2011, hosted by Pastor Paul Chappell and the Lancaster Baptist Church.
The secret behind our team, my wife and I do everything together, but she does all the work, and I occasionally get to stand in front of people. So if you've enjoyed any of the things, thank her, because she's the real brains here. Let's go ahead. While we're still picking up a few lunch stragglers, I want to just sing along. Take Season of Light, go to the first book, and we'll just, while we have a few more people coming in, we'll do a little bit of singing, kind of get the vocal cords warmed up here a little bit. And let's see if I can figure out how to get this first one going here. Do I just double click on it? Yes. Okay, we'll certainly do that in a minute. Season of Light, does anybody need it? One of these? I think we've got some coming around. Okay, go ahead and let it roll there. Go to the first one in the book and just sing along with the recording. And I don't know how loud it is, but don't sing out too loudly. We'll see if we can sing along with it. Season of Light, new Christmas cantata. We've had it about 2 weeks, so. Having technical difficulties here. Okay, well, while we're doing... Oh. No problem. While we are doing that, have the hymnals gone out? Okay. Good, good, good. Let's go back to the beginning. Yeah, back at the beginning. Called Season of Light. And it has a candle. This, of course, the theme is obvious. Let's sing along with it. Here we go. Here we go. Candles aglow. It's the season of light. It's the season of light. Open your eyes. Open your heart. It's the season of light.
It's the season of light.
Light in the darkness appear. Just a little more volume. With the message of hope. There we go. Jesus has come. Darkness is gone. It's the season of light. It's the season of light. Ladies, here we go. Angels. Angels filled the heavens. Father of light, bringing good news, tidings of joy, no hope in the night. Little middle section, here we go. One, two, three. Oh, holy night, a holy light has dawned in Bethlehem. Shattering darkness, piercing the light, offering in the season light. Ladies! Candles aglow. For it's the season of light. It's the season of light. Sing out, ladies. Open your eyes. For it's the season of light.
It's the season of light.
See the light in the darkness appear. Message of hope that the world needs to hear. Ladies, Jesus has come, for it's the season of light. 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 Season of light.
Excellent. Go to Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord over to track number 5 and page number 25. Okay, go ahead and let it roll. Just listen to the solo, and then we'll come in on the second page. This could be done with unison choir also. Ladies, sing the solo part, tenors only on the men's part. Here we go.
God will not forget his own.
All his children will be blessed.
Every burden he will bear in his presence.
Everyone,
magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me. Magnify, magnify the Lord.
Very nice. Let's go ahead and stop that if we may. Season of Light. We have rehearsal tracks with this. How many of you know what rehearsal tracks are? Okay, we do have rehearsal tracks available, so you can get 4 CDs and then just duplicate them yourself for the bass, alto, tenor, and soprano. What we do is we send them home with our choir 2 weeks before we start rehearsals. Some come to the first rehearsal with it memorized, so it's really an excellent tool to get the right notes in their head and get those notes learned. Okay. Let me just get a few. Nathan, do you have one more hymnal over there? Season of Light has 4 readers. It's got a narrator, Mary, Joseph, and Herod. It's designed to be done as a reader's theater. What we'll do, we haven't done it yet. We just got it done. But the readers will be seated in front of the choir, and as they read, they'll stand and do their parts. We're going to have them in costume, and also, I'm not sure if we'll have them memorized or if we'll have them with a folder, a black folder, but they'll be doing it in costume. It runs about 50 minutes long, and there's 10 songs, and it's a good new resource for Christmas. But take your hymnal, and I'd like us to just sing one of the things that is a feature in here that we've had a number of folks really enjoy. Go to hymn number 2. Hymn number 2, Come Christians, Join to Sing. We'll sing the first stanza, and then we'll go on to the second page and sing the last stanza. Shelley, let's try it. Oh, let's go ahead and rehearse that ending. It has an optional choral ending, which in our church what we do is when we get done singing it with the congregation, I turn around and just have the choir sing that last line. Sing it with me. Alleluia, 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 amen. Play it for us once, Shel. Okay, try the last line with me. Here we go. Alleluia, 1, 2, Ready, sing. Alleluia, 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 amen. Everybody see where we are? Okay, let's try from the beginning. First stanza parts, second stanza go on to the third, go on to the last. We won't do the second. Go on to the last stanza, and then Shelley just has everybody sings unison on the last, and then we'll do that little coda. Here we go. Let's stand and do it together. Here we go. Come Christians, join to sing on the last hymn number 2. Come Christians. Here we go.
Come Christians, join to sing.
Loud
praise to Christ the King.
Alleluia, amen. Let
all
with heart and voice, we for His rejoice. This is my just choice. Alleluia, amen. Here we go, unison, praise yet our Christ on the melody. Praise yet our Christ again.
Alleluia, amen. Life shall not end the strain. Alleluia, amen. On heaven's blissful shore, His goodness will adore. Sing
forevermore. Alleluia. Amen. Okay. I didn't know what we were doing. Right on the ending. Here we go. Alleluia. Give us the one measure before the ending. One. Here we go. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Amen.
Good. You may be seated. You can do that with PowerPoint, and all that. The only ones that need the hymnal would be the accompanist, and it'd be nice if you had one too. And but anyway, very easy to do, and those last stanza settings can add some real spice to your services. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank You that we can sing Your praises. Thank You for this time we can have together to learn about teaching vocal skills to our choir and to our church. And we ask You to give us Your wisdom and give us Your blessing in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me, if you have your Bible, to Psalm 100. Many of you may not need it, but I want us to read this psalm together. I'd like you to read it with me expressively. I'd like you to hold your Bible in one hand and take your right hand or whichever hand you conduct with and express, okay? So let's try it. Here we go. Make a joyful noise. Do it with me. Here we go. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His... Do something with me for these next few verses. When you read, we all tend to... when I read, I tend to drop into a lower range than even my speaking range. What I'm hearing when I hear... Make a joyful noise, I heard, make a joyful noise. And I want to hear, make a joyful noise. Sing it with me a little bit more, okay? Get it up in that range. Let it ring up here a little bit. Here we go. Let's do those last two verses. Enter into His gates. Get it up a little bit. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Ah, that's better. Vocal skills, vocal technique, what you're doing with your choir, what you're doing with your folks. What is the goal of vocal technique? Give me some ideas. There are no wrong answers. This is not a trick question, okay? If people are using vocal skills, and I just mean by how people sing, you know, what they do, what the mechanics are, what's the goal of doing those things?
It's easier for someone to listen to someone who sounds better.
Okay. It's easier for someone to listen to if they're doing it right. It's also easier to do it if you're doing it right. You know, so that works both ways. Good. Somebody else. Yes. The person speaking or singing can support and project. That's excellent. Excellent. We have one gal at our church that even right on top of a mic, you can hardly hear her. And, you know, getting it on the breath and where it can get out there is important. Yes. Yes, emphasizes particular phrases, brings strength to the singing, goals of doing things correctly. Do your best for the Lord and His work. Others, yeah.
Make sure that the words don't get lost in the melody.
Make sure that the words are clear. Let's call that communication. Okay, make sure that it communicates, that people understand. Yeah. Anyone else? Good. Let me just, now, how many of you have had at least 10 voice lessons in your life? Could I see you? Okay, raise them high, please. Okay, very good. That is not the majority of the crowd. And I had somebody come up to me last year's music college, I had somebody come up and say, we lost our music director. My pastor told me 3 weeks, I'm the new music director. I know nothing about music. Help me. And there are some of you perhaps here like that. There are some of you that have been, the training you've had is being in a choir, and that's not bad. The best training I've had is sitting under a good director in a choir. There's some things regarding vocal technique in Psalm 100. Joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before His presence with singing. You know, that the spirit of this psalm, joy, even when I've taken voice from people who didn't know the Lord, this joy and enthusiasm and this energy, but that inner joy was a basic part of their vocal pedagogy. You know, it's in there. It's churning, and it's happy, and the cheekbones are up, and there's a smile across the eyes, and there's joy. And that's important with your choir. I'm going to take this the direction of teaching vocal skills to your choir. This will work for anyone, but I'm going to take it particularly the direction of working with your adult choir. And it's important that it be joyful. How do I do that? Well, one thing that's important is that I be joyful. That in my rehearsals, that what I'm doing, that it's fun, it's exciting, and this is a side thing, but that means that the mood of my rehearsal, I want to be joyful and enthusiastic and encouraging and heartfelt, you know, but that's what I don't want to beat my people down. I've been with conductors that lose their tempers in rehearsal, and everybody gets real uncomfortable. You know, yell at somebody because they missed a note, or, you know, don't do that. Joy. There are people that I like to be around just because I like them, and they're joyful people. It lifts my spirits to be around them. You know, one reason why I was excited to come out here is because I knew Brother Zachary we're going to get to be with him. And I just enjoy being with him. And he's a happy person. And I like it. I just love him. And something else that's important in good singing and in conducting a successful rehearsal, teaching vocal skills, is planning ahead. I've had a little extra time this week because I haven't been teaching all day to get ready for this session. And I feel much better when I'm prepared than when I'm not prepared. The same thing is true with choir rehearsal. When I come to choir rehearsal, too many times I'm not as prepared as I should be. Another friend of mine back here is Troy Self. Troy leads a choir in Denver area. I was with Troy a while back, and I doubt if he remembers this, but we were just talking. I was at his church. This is 10, 15 years ago. I don't know. But he just showed me, he was carrying with him his outline for his, well, outline. It was, he had his choir rehearsal laid out as to what was going to happen every minute of that choir rehearsal. And I was challenged and embarrassed because, I mean, every minute he knew what was going to happen in that choir rehearsal. You still do that, Troy? You know, when I'm prepared for my choir rehearsal, guess what? I can stick in. And vocal skills are taught in the course of choir rehearsal. It's not, okay, we're going to take 30 minutes now and learn vocal skills. It's in the course of the choir rehearsal. And so prepare. Make it joyful. I also like, if I'm prepared, my people go away from my rehearsal feeling like, I learned how to breathe today. I learned about posture. I learned something. You know, there's a little bit of work and discipline thrown into that rehearsal so that it's profitable. We're going somewhere. I'm learning something. That's why vocal skills are important. Because if you work with your choir for a year, at the end of that year, they need to sound better than they did at the beginning of that year. And if you're helping them to sing correctly and sing well, that will happen. That really will happen. I also want my people to go away from my choir rehearsal encouraged in the Lord. I want them to go away feeling like there was some devotional aspect to my choir rehearsal, where they're challenged, where they're inspired. So they come away feeling like we had a great time. That was a good rehearsal. They came away feeling energized because we were really excited and sang well. They came away feeling like we learned something. And they came away feeling, we really praised the Lord. We sang a song about soul winning, and I took the opportunity of challenging them about witnessing to someone this week. And you know that needs to be a part of every rehearsal too. So it's fun, there's some discipline, and there's some inspiration going on and challenge regarding spiritual things. Let me just hit on posture and breathing. These are kind of the basics. These are the mechanics. Let's get this out of the way and we'll go on to some other things and how to reinforce these things. Posture, well, breathing. Let's do that first. Breathing, and by the way, I'm going to try to take the middle of the road here. Voice teachers are... Voice teachers are an artistic bunch, and they tend to think that their way is right, and they think that they have a unique way of teaching. I've taken from quite a few good voice teachers, and when you boil it down, they really are very, very close. But they may have a specific... But you also find when you watch great singers, you'll find that not everybody, you know, they're not always a cookie-cutter singer. And so I'll go over a few things with you. It's just like when I taught my sons how to hit a ball for Little League. You know, you teach them how to hit the ball, and then you go watch a Dodgers game, and the first guy up does it everything wrong and hits a home run. You know, and you know there are people, but still, you begin with that stance and with the motions being basically the same for everybody, and that's the same with breathing. Breathing, everybody talks about breathing down here, belly breathing, diaphragmatic breathing, low breathing. And it all boils down to this, is when I breathe, what fills up is right around here. So that when I inhale, that fills up. As I exhale, that empties. And with my choir, we'll have them put their hands there. And different voice teachers approach this a little differently. Some emphasize, now there is some motion that takes place all the way around. So that when I breathe, there actually is some expansion even back there. But, you know, it's kind of like this diaphragm is like a muscle that sits right here. And when I inhale, that muscle flattens. The most obvious expansion is right here. And there is some as it pushes against the kidneys and pushes stuff out back here. But basically, when I inhale, my lungs fill up, and this goes down and expands around here. Put your hand right here for me. Everybody stand up. Let's do this together. How many feel like breathing is something I've mastered, it's something that I can do successfully down here? How many feel like that? Okay, very good. There are a few. Okay, that's true. You're on the right road here. By the way, when you lie down on a bed, this is the way you breathe. That's the way a baby breathes. Somewhere along the line when we stand up, sometimes we do things differently, and sometimes when we would go to sing, for some reason we do it completely differently. When I take a breath to sing, I'm not going, if my shoulders go up, there's a problem. The shoulders stay down, relax, you know, basically it's what you think of as good posture. I'm not going to take a lot of time here because we don't have a lot of time. Put both hands here, and I'm going to ask you to inhale. Here we go, inhale, exhale. Fill up the balloon, inhale, exhale. How many is that happening with? Could I see your hands? Okay, half the crowd maybe. Okay, I want you to, we're going to inhale, and I want you to take one hand and put it up here and blow this out like you're going, okay, we're going to inhale, expand down here. Here we go, inhale, blow out the finger slowly. Inhale, blow out the finger. Okay, now what should be happening is that balloon expands down here, and then as I'm blowing out the flame, that gradually goes in. Blow out, expand, breathe in, the balloon expands. As I blow out the flame, it slowly goes in. Okay, try it with me again. Just watch what's happening with me. As I breathe in, one thing that's not happening is my shoulders are not coming up. The chest is not expanding. What's expanding is down here. Watch, here I go, it goes like this. And then as I breathe, as I sing, okay, try that with me. This time we're going to make that together. Here we go, breathe in. Okay, several things I want you to think about. I don't want you to think about the sound. I don't want you to think I'm singing here. I just want you to let the air come out like this. Okay, I'm not doing anything with that. Effortless. All I'm thinking about that balloon filling up and then it's slowly emptying. Here we go. Ready? Fill it up. Breathe in. Okay. In a nutshell, that's breathing. You may be seated. Filling up down here, good posture, and breathing in, and let's go on to the posture, because I just want to touch on a few things. It's nothing a whole lot different than what you've been taught all your life. But the shoulders are down, chest is expanded. What's moving is this big balloon in the middle of the body. And some people make a big deal of not letting the hips come back there, but having it tucked in just a little bit so that the spine is lined up, so that the spine is straight. The head stays up here. The head never goes out here. You hear why? Okay, again, this is not rocket science. When you stretch that mechanism, it does funny things. It doesn't make for very good singing, okay? And you want to keep it back here where this whole mechanism is relaxed. Tenors, you know, men have a reputation of reaching for the high notes. Completely wrong. If anything, leave the head down and like that, not like that. Okay, but as the air shoots up, it shoots up and my head stays in place and it shoots out on the air, not with this stretch. Nothing happens when I do this except tension, and it's all bad. There's no reason to do it, and so it only works against you. But for some reason, we instinctively think if I can reach that high note, you know, I can. Yeah, it's all just the opposite of the way it needs to work. So it's. If anything, I can even drop the head a little bit. You know, I can, no. Keep it relaxed, keep it relaxed. Any questions, feel free to ask. All pretty straightforward, yes.
How do you deal with nasal
fingers? Okay, let's wait on that one. I will come to that in a moment. We're going to talk about placement in a moment. Anything else about breathing and posture? Okay, very good. As you watch, as the choir has sung here, it's been a blessing. Why? What's going on with their choir visually? What's going on? Some things that you may not have even noticed. And what?
Their faces and heads are up and they're projecting out.
Yes. Yeah, their faces and heads are up so that you can see their faces. There's an obvious, there's something that you're missing there. Why is that? No music, yeah. And you ought to do some things memorized. That's good for a choir. We're going to try to memorize the Christmas cantata because we have the rehearsal tracks and we'll work on it, and hopefully we'll be able to do that with the entire choir. But they've rehearsed these numbers, obviously, but the faces are up. And what else do you notice about the faces? They're smiling. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Notice what verse 3 says. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. I get the impression when I watch these folks that they know what they're singing about, that there's some understanding there, that this is exciting stuff and this is real. And that's all good. That's all good. Okay. When you teach voice, let's start with three elements here that are critical to good tone. One is energy. And that is one thing that an untrained person can do. You know, just get into it and sing and give it all you've got. And energy is a big part of good singing. But if I just give it energy, it can kind of turn into yelling. You know, a person can yell with lots of energy. It needs more than energy. But what is, now obviously everything goes back to the Lord, but what is the source of energy in a rehearsal? Attitude. The director. That's attitude also, but my attitude. I've got to be energy. I've got to be making a fool of myself up here to try to get my people to sing and emote and sing with energy. I've got to give more than I'm asking them to give. And that's hard. You know, let's do something. The material I've given you, I've gotten from all over the place, so none of it's original. I wish I could claim it were. But I want you to pretend like, you can remain in your seats. I want you to pretend like there's a vacant chair next to you, and pretend like your best friend has just walked into the room. Your best friend's up here, and your best friend has just walked into the room. You have a vacant chair beside, you haven't seen your best friend in 5 years. And so this best friend walks in, and you want them to come sit by you, and you sit up on the edge of your seat, and you say, come and sit down right here. Okay, you want them to come join, you want them to come and sit down right here, right next to you. And so you're going to encourage them to come and sit down right next to you. Come here and sit down, okay? You're going to come here and sit down. Okay, I want you to do that with me. Now, I want you to use your hands. I want you to get excited. Okay, here we go. I'm serious. You can be seated. Scoot up in your chair a little bit. Okay. Relax. Sit back in your chair. Get lazy. Okay, sit forward in your chair. Okay, your friend has walked into the room. I'm your friend. And you're going to say, come here and sit down. Excited. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Come here and sit down.
Okay, now, that was great, and I will do that. Yes, I will. But there were about 10 or 12 of you that weren't quite into this. And, you know, you started into it, and you said, come on, this is silly. I feel like an idiot, you know. And if you're doing what you ought to do as a director, you're going to feel pretty dumb sometimes because you're trying to pull it out of the folks. And you're going to be a fool for the Lord's sake here, okay? So I want everybody to get into this, okay? Here we go. Sit back in your chair. Relax. Get lazy. Okay, we just walked into the room. Sit up. Come here and sit down. Here we go.
Come here and sit down.
Okay. Let's do this now. I want you to, you've walked into a rehearsal and your best friend has just walked into the rehearsal. Of course, in our rehearsals, we don't allow any talking. And so that empty chair is still there. You still want him to come sit down, but you can't say it very loud. Okay, so it's going to be, come here and sit down. Okay, more energy, but you can't say it very loud. Here we go. Ready?
Come here and sit down.
Good. Now, the way you're talking to me is the way I want you to sing, okay? Go, ha, 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 give me a key there somewhere, Shell. C or, ha. That's what we're going to do, okay? With that same spirit, up in the edge of your chair, ha, ha, ha. Good. Let's go back down, and now I want you to laugh on that, okay? I want you to, ha, ha, ha. I want you to laugh with me. Here we go. Ready? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Good. Okay. Okay. Now, all we're after there is getting this energy in what we're doing. And that's a very, very important part of good singing. Let's go on and talk about the beauty in good singing for just a moment. Okay? If I can get you doing all of this, it's interesting to me that I can take somebody out of my church. And if they can carry a tune, I can give them a 15, 30-minute voice lesson, just work with them a little bit and give them some of these basics. And they can often be singing very well in a very short time. How about if I took somebody out of my congregation and I decided I was going to teach them how to play the violin? Can I do that in 30 minutes? No. And one of the blessings of being a choir director is if you know what you're doing, and then you work on all of these things, you can make some remarkable progress in a fairly short time. It's one of the blessings of being a choir director. Let's talk about, now, energy. If my choir has energy, I will be getting, I will be going after a singing that is alive, exciting, vibrant, energetic, spirited, animated. And those are the kinds of things I'm wanting in the service to give it life and give real vitality to the message of the gospel. But let's go to beauty. Beauty is an important part of good singing also. And it may be a little harder to get at, but if I'm singing with beauty, things that come to mind are it's clear, it's lovely, it's natural, it's free, it's floating, it's relaxed, it's pure. And so as I'm singing, and let's also go on to placement. Let me go over to this diagram over here. Because placement, now as I'm singing with energy, one thing that tends to work against each other is my energy. The more energy I have, the more tension it tends to bring to my singing. And so if I can get this group of untrained singers singing with great energy and intensity, sometimes I'm getting them tied in knots, you know. And that's not the goal here. The goal is to relax and let this mechanism work with great freedom. It's like a golfer or a swinging a bat. A golfer, if you watch a golfer swing, and I'm not big into golfing, but if you watch somebody drive a good drive down the fairway, it looks very relaxed and easy. Now, there is some energy there, but it's relaxed, and there's not excess tension there. And the same is true with singing. There is effort and there is energy, but it's focused and the mechanism is relaxed. Let's talk about placement here because this will help us somewhat. Proper placement is taught by voice teachers using imagery. In other words, it isn't just this muscle does this, this muscle does this. Can you guys see this over there? Okay. But singers are made differently than everybody else. And this is the way that you usually teach. You don't teach a person now, the breath comes out, comes right out the lips, and falls on the ground. No. Voice teachers teach using different kinds of images. One image is awful, is normally this. As a person sings, the breath comes up, but the breath doesn't come and go out the mouth like everybody else. With singers, it goes on up into the head. And some teachers teach that it goes out the top of the head. Probably more teachers teach that it actually comes up here. And where most people have brains, singers have vocal cords up here, especially sopranos. And no, I'm kidding. Somebody told me the other day that what is an alto? And I said, what is an alto? And they said, well, it's a soprano that learned to read music. Just a joke. I would never say anything like that. But anyway, what This is called resonance up here. And as that air goes up and shoots up into my head, everything buzzes and rings up in here. There's a ringing and resonance up in here. And so it bounces around in the sinuses and in the nasal cavities. And then what happens is the sound comes out right here. And I heard one teacher express it as a cone, and just pours out the forehead right here and makes a beautiful, lovely sound. Let me show you, for instance, here'd be one way to visualize it. If I'm singing, and most singers, especially basses and altos, all voice teachers say, get it out of the throat. Now, in reality, it is in the throat. But the image you want is shooting up into the head. So that's going up in here. And the tension is out of the throat. So it's not, this is all loose down here. So I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I would love to tell you what I think, you know, it's not that. This is relaxed. This is relaxed. Okay? Try it with me. I want you to relax. I want you to feel like a rag doll. I want you to feel like this is completely blah, okay? Here we go. I want you to just sing, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Do it with me again now. I want you to feel, here we go. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Again?
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus.
Good. I want you to let it go up into the head and the nose and the brain and just roll. Now, let's do it like this. Now, one thing that is critical with good singers is they're not stiff and held in place. And I watch some choirs and I think, you know, some of the singers last night in the choir, I would have liked them to just loosen up a little bit. And I'm not talking about dancing now. I'm talking about, you know, if you watched Brother Ouellette preaching last night, and if he would have not moved, it wouldn't have been nearly as effective. And it also would have been weird, you know, getting into it with all your might and not moving. And a singer is the same way. A singer needs to move. A singer needs to express. I look at you right now, and even seated there, you're nodding and you're responding to me. And that's the same you do in singing. Several things happen when I freeze like this. One, I get very tense. And it locks up. And you don't want that. And the other thing is the people watching me tend to get a little tense. You know, and say, that's very weird what he's doing up there. You know, no, loosen up. Relax. Have fun with it. And, you know, but try it. I want you to sing, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. You know, if I sing that, it would be very strange if I said, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I tend to nod my head on important expressive places. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Okay? Try it with me. Here we go. Sing with me. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Okay. Sounds better, too. Another little crutch that you can do is, my image is going to be the sound is coming up and going either out the top of the head or coming out between, let's say it's coming out between between my cheekbones and my hairline up here, okay? Take your hands and put them right up here. And put it on your head, right? Put it on your cheekbone and up at your hairline. And I want you to think, on where most people have a hairline. Okay, here we go. Here, let me help you with that. like this. Okay, so watch what I'm going to do. I want you to feel as though this sound is coming out right up here where my hands are. Okay? It's going to be a little bit of nasal ring, and we're going to sing the, I would love what I think of Jesus. Move again, and I want you to feel like it's light and it's beautiful and it's coming out up here. Here we go. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I want you to do something else for me. I want you to let the jaw drop a little more. Listen to what I'm doing. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Or this. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. The only thing different is I've let the jaw just drop. I'm not pushing it open. I'm not holding it open. It's just falling. Okay? Try it with me. Let the jaw drop. I would love. Here we go. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Good. Sometimes it drops open farther than others. So we're not after unnatural here. We're after natural. So I would love, that's pretty open, tall. I would love what I think of G. G isn't as open. It'd be odd. I see some people get to emphasizing openness and they go, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Now that's odd because G is not a big sound. The mouth doesn't open as far. And so it's critical, get them as open as they can be, but again, I'm just letting it drop open. I'm not pushing it open. I'm not holding it open. I'm just letting it fall and drop open. And part of good singing is the placement and the beauty and the energy. All of them are very, very, very important. Okay, let me do something that's a little bit crazy, but might have a little bit of fun with. We do things in our choir rehearsal just to try to... before we leave this, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. I want you to do something because it's a good technique in vocal training to do what's wrong and then do what's right. I want you to take your hands and put them down here. And I want you to feel the sound down here. And this, and we're going to think up here, light, beautiful, lovely. Down here, we're... Okay, I'm going to have to wrap it up here. Up here, I want you to think light, beautiful, lovely. Down here, I want you to think deep, ugly, okay. I would love to tell you, this is heavy. Here we go. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Okay, now let's get it back up here. Happy, light, airy, beautiful. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Can you hear the difference? Now, it often is a very good technique to say, okay, we're going to do it bad now. Everybody do it bad. Okay, here we're going to do it good. Everybody, and good teaching process. Okay, we're going to have to wrap it up here. Yes. It's interesting. Sometimes a person sounds nasal because they actually close off the nasal cavities. A lot of it is opening the mouth. And I have it resonating and bouncing around up in here. And if I were to close my mouth, there's a balance. There does need to be some ringing up here. We call it resonance. And often that tends to be a one-on-one thing where I'm saying, you're a little bit too much in the nose there. Let's back it off and get it, Most people actually are guilty of not enough resonance up here. Most people tend to think, basses and altos especially tend, I would love to tell you, I get it down here. And even as a bass, it makes my voice much richer and more resonant if I think, I would love, rather than, I would love. People tend to throw it, basses and altos tend to raise the soft palate in the back of the throat and do, with it. And there's a little bit, in good vocal technique, there's a little bit of yawn in the back of the throat, but not much. So, in other words, that back of the throat is up just slightly, but it's not, it's not that. And lots of basses do that, where, it sounds so big, I would love. but it kills you in the long run, and it actually shrinks the sound, because you want it to ring, and that ring will... I would love, I want that, rather than, okay. Okay, very good. Okay, we need to have just a few more things to...
Have Nathan explain where the table is. Okay. And then, how many don't have this sheet where you have your name and email and filled out your address for us?
Okay, if you'd like, we're going to have a drawing. If you'd like to fill that out real quickly. Let me just mention a few things up here. The hymnal, I didn't have time to get to it much today. The hymnal, we've got about 200 new songs in it. The Power of the Cross is in it. In Christ Alone that we sang last night is in it. A couple hundred more, about 230, I think. And we also have an older hymnal named Majesty Hymns. But this newer hymnal just came out a month or two ago, has lots of new songs in it. I think it's available. We don't have that many. So pastors and music directors, if you'd take first dibs, Nathan, those are $5 a piece, and he can help you. They're normally $14, so this is we'll let them go with that till they're gone, and then that'll be it. But you want them to do it here, or okay, we can do that right here. The table will also have some things there. Where's the table? Okay, the table is that way, under the tent. Oh, there's a tent at the front of the building. Okay. Keep the season of light.
The CD in the book,
and look at it. Easy to do. And I also, some of you have asked about patch clubs and peewee clubs. I have about 8 DVDs here. Who would like one? Let's go with pastors and music directors, or if you want one just for your church, if you're the representative for your church and you're getting one. I wish I had more, but I don't. I've only got a couple more here. Okay. Okay. You can call the office and get one of those. They're not expensive, but just kind of a sample patch club and how to do it. Anything else, Shelley?
Credit card machine, okay. And who wants to draw?
Daphne Peters.
Daphne Peters. Okay, very good. We got a Trombone Trio CD that just came out. Also, this is a great book by Dan Lucarini. Okay, Why I Left Contemporary Christian Music. He also has a more recent one out, but just giving you some ammunition for folks that are getting into Christian rock to help you with that. Yeah, we do. We have a limited copy of quite a few things. Okay? Yes, ma'am?
The little section
in Get CDs.
Do you have any left?
Oh, yeah. Do we have any more CDs and Season of Light stuff left? I'm sorry. We brought as much as we thought we would. Here's one right here. There's a book and CD. And stop over there and ask if you're looking for any more. We'll see if we can find any more in those boxes over there. Hymnals are $5. You can see them for those. We only have about 50 of those left. So, okay. I think we're going to have to let you go. There's another class coming in. Anything else, Mike? Okay, thanks so much. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.